And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 21st of November. Today is World Fisheries Day. What is so often missing in most conversations about the world's fisheries is a full-throated condemnation of what is the biggest threat to our seas, the fishing industry. Nearly 80% of the world's fisheries are already fully exploited, overexploited, depleted, or in a state of collapse. Worldwide, 90% of the stocks of large predatory fish, such as sharks, tuna, marlin, and swordfish, are already gone. Fishing today is dominated by a gigantic modern fishing fleet with enough fishing capacity to cover 4 Earth-like planets. It far outmatches the ocean's ability to renew the number of fish we consume. Fish are caught in nets so large that each one could hold up to 13 jumbo jets. Alongside the targeted fish, any fish or marine mammal that has the misfortune of being in the wrong place at the wrong time is scooped up. Sustainable and responsibly sourced labels have been confirmed as utterly meaningless. A staggering 46% of the Great Pacific garbage patch is made up of fishing nets and enough fishing line to be wrapped around the planet over 500 times. These nets make the garbage patch even more deadly to fish, mammals, and birds, ensnaring any creature that encounters it. World Fisheries Day is a great day to make the commitment to not eat any so-called seafood. Today is the estimated birthday of Isaac Bashevis Singer, born on this day in 1902 or 1903. Isaac Bashevis Singer was a Polish-born Jewish-American novelist, short story writer, memoirist, essayist, and translator. He wrote and published first in Yiddish and later translated his own works into English. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1978. At least 5 of his literary works were made into films, including Yentl, the Yeshiva Boy. Singer was a prominent Jewish vegetarian for the last 35 years of his life and often included vegetarian themes in his works. In his short story, The Slaughterer, he described the anguish of an appointed kosher slaughterer trying to reconcile his compassion for animals with his job of killing them. Singer felt that the ingestion of meat was a denial of all ideals and all religions. How can we speak of right and justice if we take an innocent creature and shed its blood? When asked if he had become a vegetarian for health reasons, he replied, "I did it for the health of the chickens." Vegetarianism is a recurrent theme in Singer's novel, Enemies, A Love Story. One character, a Holocaust survivor, declares that what the Nazis had done to the Jews, man was doing to animals. In The Letter Writer, Singer wrote, "In relation to animals, all people are Nazis. For the animals, it is an eternal Treblinka," which became a classic reference in the comparison of animal exploitation with the Holocaust. Singer wrote, "When a human kills an animal for food, he is neglecting his own hunger for justice. Man prays for mercy, but is unwilling to extend it to others. Why should man then expect mercy from God? It's unfair to expect something that you are not willing to give. It is inconsistent. I can never accept inconsistency or injustice." And here's a fragment of Isaac Bashevis Singer's short story, The Slaughterer. Yoine Maier could find no consolation. Every tremor of the slaughtered fowl was answered by a tremor in Yoine Maier's own bowels. The killing of every beast, great or small, caused him as much pain as if he were cutting his own throat. Of all the punishments that could have been visited upon him, slaughtering was the worst. A few sentences from Singer's short story, The Slaughterer. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that today is the right day to extend mercy to animals.